Cemetery, where bad films go to die. I am your host, DJ Spectre, coming to you, undead, only on Penguin Radio. Tonight's feature, which we are resurrecting and dissecting, is a classic by Stephen King. We are also going to be talking about a current event story at the top of the hour, because my teacher told us we had to. But before we get into any of that, allow me to introduce tonight's guest, who I am summoning from the void. Tiffany, how are you?
Hello, I am doing very well. How are you doing?
I know. We're living life. So tonight we watched It from the 1990s by your request. How did you become acquainted with this movie?
Oh gosh, I can only set the scene by saying I was a young child. It was dark. I was home alone for some reason. Who knows why? And I was just flipping channels, as you do. And then there it was, just right on my TV. I couldn't tell you, it probably wasn't the beginning. I don't know what scene it was, but the movie was there, and so I just sat in horror for the entirety of it and watched.
The movie was there, you were there, things happened.
That's a tale as old as time.
Girl meets a movie.
Girl is traumatized.
When you started this story, I just imagined the flashbacks that happen every time Mike calls somebody. Just
that's exactly how I felt watching this.
So yes, we watched It. So I had never seen it, actually, surprisingly.
Really?
I just never was able to find it, and honestly, I was never really that interested. It just wasn't really my cup of tea. Wasn't really, I like a particular brand of cheesy horror, and it never really piqued my interest enough for me to try to go seek it out. So I never did until today, which, thank God, the whole thing was on YouTube. I didn't have to pay for it this time.
It was on YouTube?
Which, yeah.
Okay.
Are you okay?
$4 that just, I'll never get back. It's okay.
$4 from where?
Amazon.
Oh, no.
Just a rental. It could be worse.
Oh. I think on YouTube the rental is about $3, if I'm not mistaken. It's only 2 days though, so. But yeah, the whole thing, somebody had posted it on YouTube for free. However, there is a fairly decent chunk of the last part that's cut out. So yeah, and we can talk about in the plot summary. Because I was going to say, I don't really know if we need to summarize the plot, because I'm pretty sure everybody's familiar with it at this point.
Yeah, if not the original, then the remake that came out recently.
Yeah, we just did the first part for today. But yeah, it's some child is horrifically killed by a clown thing. And a Mike, who's a librarian, calls up his old buddies who once defeated the clown thing. And in this part, it's just everybody having flashbacks to when they first met the clown thing. And it's like, sometimes it's it can be a werewolf. Oh, it can be a balloon in a sink. Wow. It can be a clown in the sewer, which I think is the kind of most iconic form of it. It's pretty much just like a bunch of kids and they're hanging out, and then life is bad for them, and there's also a clown.
It really do be like that sometimes.
Yeah, and then they're all like, we gotta get back to dairy.
Good for them, I wouldn't.
True, you would, would you just say no, or would you be like the one guy who,
Okay, no, I would, like, even though it would literally kill me, I have too much of, like, a, I have to, like, help my friends and I can't let them down, like, mentality to not go back.
It's like, oh no, I'm gonna let everyone down. The big showcase is tomorrow. And they need me. But yeah, I guess we could get kind of into the nitty-gritties of the plot, or like each character. I honestly can't remember everybody's name. Let me look them up. Okay. Here we go. Surfing the World Wide Web.
On your mark, get set. We're riding on the internet.
Yes, we have It, who's also known as Pennywise the Clown, played by Tim Curry. We have Bill, Denbro, who was brother to Georgie, who was the first child to be murdered by It. Richie. Okay, it's weird. On YouTube, like the search results, it shows the picture of the kid in the new one, Finn Wolfhard, but it says Seth Green under it. And I'm like, I know who Seth Green is. That's not him.
That's strange.
And Beverly, who is girl. Ben, who is fat boy. And bullies make fun of him for it. And Stanley, who is Stanley the one who is the hypochondriac, or is that somebody else?
I believe that's Eddie.
Hello?
I think Stanley is...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
I was talking the whole time.
Oh no!
What did it sound like?
It didn't sound like anything.
Oh. I think that Stanley is the one who, spoiler alert, didn't knock back. And Eddie's hypochondriac.
Yeah. I keep on forgetting to say spoiler warnings at the beginning of these. There's always spoilers. Yeah, Eddie is the hypochondriac. I'm remembering now because, also full disclosure, I've only seen the new It Part 2. That's my only real kind of long time exposure to It.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Beverly, who is girl. Bill, who is Georgie's brother. That's the one. And also Stephen King stand-in later when he grows up. And yeah, Eddie, who is the hypochondriac. And they each have their own fears. And wait. I freaking can't get these kids' names straight. Okay, Richie's the one who does the bad jokes all the time.
Yeah.
And Mike is the librarian.
Yes.
Tiffany?
Did I go again?
I can't hear you right now. You left. Where have you gone? Where I cannot follow.
I was in the sewer. I just got back.
Ah! There were balloons down there.
I was floating.
I guess it's true what they say. You will float too. Oh, and we can't forget about the mean boys. Henry Bowers, who is scared by it, but isn't killed. And then Belch, the best character.
The burper.
Yeah.
So aptly named.
Yeah. What a What a great character. What a great name. And when we return, we'll be talking more about some of our favorite aspects, or least favorite aspects. You good, Tiffany?
I'm good.
Okay. Yes, when we return from our short little break on Cinema Cemetery.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Hey, think twice before you litter. Even a small piece of trash can endanger the beautiful animals in our communities. So don't litter. Take responsibility and help the environment. Help save some animals and keep the world clean. It only takes a few seconds to find the trash can and throw away that candy wrapper. So be a role model and don't litter. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
And welcome back. So let's talk about some of the negatives of the movie. What, in your opinion, Tiffany, was the worst element of the movie?
Oh, gosh. It's, you know, like when I was watching it, it's so weird because it's, you know, it's clearly like a cheesy old movie. And I obviously had a lot of like fear surrounding it. And I thought it was just fear and not nostalgia. But watching it, I was like, yeah, this is great. Like, I didn't find a lot wrong with it that I couldn't, like, look past as, like, this is kind of just, like, a cheesy old horror movie. The bullies' performance, and by bullies, I mean, like, all three of the bullies, to me, was not really anything special.
Belch, what a nice way to say that they were bad.
They, Belch in particular.
You didn't love his ongoing joke, I don't even know if it was a joke. You didn't love his heartwarming catchphrase of burping.
Okay, but and it would have even been maybe funny if it wasn't so clearly a fake burp. Like he's just opening his mouth and I can just so clearly tell that it's just a dubbed burp. And I don't know why that put me off as much as it did, but here we are.
Make that kid chug Coke.
We have to be method.
Yeah. I am a little bit concerned for that character in general. Yeah. Well, I guess I was going to be like, I hope he doesn't have stomach problems, but I guess he's got a lot more now that he's dead.
Oh. What were your like in your opinion the worst elements? Because that might spark something in my brain.
I mean, it's okay. So there's a part of me that's like the cheesy acting and directing is pretty bad, and like the whole like 50s kidisms, like the let me see. I wrote some down for my favorite quotes. Just, mom's gonna have a bird.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, some people have janitors for parents. Like, because a part of me, you know, like, inherently, I think we are gonna kind of compare it to the new It.
Yeah.
And, like, I haven't seen the new It, but, you know, from what I have seen of it, the kids seem to be much more realistic. However, I can kind of see where it would be intentional to make it a little bit more cheesy and a little bit more nostalgic, because a lot of nostalgia is very cheesy.
Yeah.
And like the building the dam scene, how it's just like, and it's all right, or whatever that song was. And while there's like a clown looming around, it's like, yeah, this feels great. Just like, oh, we're building a dam, isn't this fun? So I, because I think that it would be something if there was a clear disconnect between how it's directed in what's supposed to be the present versus the past, because if that kind of cheesy nostalgia was intentional, then I could give it more of a pass for that. But then again, like you say, it is just kind of like a nature. It's kind of the nature of the movie too. But if it was, if it felt like a heightened cheesiness because of that nostalgia, I'd be able to give it more of a pass. But it just kind of felt like, you know, like.
Yeah. I guess it's probably for me is just like the child actors as a whole. And that is me comparing it to the new It. Just because, in my opinion, I feel like all of the child actors in the new one do such a, like, they do a really great job. Like, they really sell the movie. Granted, you know, they're probably all, like, young adults and not actually kids. They just are made to look like kids. Yeah. That could have something to do with it for sure. But
they were actually all 32.
Crazy stories you wouldn't believe. But yeah, I guess the child actors were probably the quote unquote worst element for me, but it was also kind of funny.
Ouch. I actually think that the kids were a lot better than the adults.
Yeah.
Well, like, as I think especially the kid who played Bill, I think did a good job. I mean, like,
yeah.
We'll get into it with worst performance. Wait, who did I put? I gotta say, like, I want to put Eddie or Seth Green as Eddie kind of in the worst performance area. I did put him in the best bad performance area just because, like, I'm like, you know, once again, I can't be mad at him because he's a child, and most likely it was the directing. It's just like, I keep on thinking of that part where he's all like, are we mice or men? And they're like, we're mice. And I'm like, this is so, it's just, yeah, it feels so much like a movie, which I think does take a part away from it. But, you know. Absolute worst performance, in your opinion?
For me, I don't know. It's hard because, yeah, most of the adults were honestly bad.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking at my notes, I'm like, I mostly talked about how much I disliked the bullies acting performance for whatever reason. So maybe I'm giving the adults more credit than they deserve.
I mean, your opinion is your opinion. That's kind of how I feel.
Well, what's yours?
I put Bev's dad. I mean, he's not really like a standout in any way, but I'm really not blaming the actor because he's really not given much to work with, just because, you know, it's like, you're the abusive father. Cool. And that's all you get. Okay. But it just felt like, if you've ever seen like a college production or a community theater production of To Kill a Mockingbird, like the Bob Yule, like how he's always like angry, yelling like, girl, you better like, you get in here, girl, you shine my boots, girl, or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, ugh. Yeah. So yeah, like, again, I'm not blaming him for it by any means, but Bev's dad was very one note. Most outrageous scene.
Oh gosh. Well, when I was initially taking all of my notes, the one I was thinking of is actually in part two, so I'm gonna have to save that. Ooh.
Spoilers.
So as far as part one, this is dumb, but it just, like, I was like, really? When the bullies come up and they just start kicking down the dam, like, so aggressively, and they really think they're, like, doing something. Yeah. I was just sitting here and I was like, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
This is what's happening here. It's not the most outrageous by far, but it's the one that I noted and am thinking about, so.
Honestly, I'm right there with you. So for my outrageous scene, once again, it's like, it's nothing, but it's the scene when they're in the theater and somebody accidentally dropped their popcorn over the balcony onto the bullies, and the bullies are like, hey! And then Eddie, in an act of defiance, kicks his cup over the edge too, and for some reason, they decided to shoot that in slow motion. And I'm just thinking, why? I understand because it's like, it's them fighting back, but I'm also like, this is the least. They're dealing with a alien clown. This is the absolute least that they could do. So that just stuck out in my mind as being very absurd.
Yeah.
And when we return, we'll be talking about our current events story and some of the things that we thought were genuinely good in the series movie. I don't know. It's technically a mini series, but you know, people call it a movie. When we return on Cinema Cemetery.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Why do we bow? We bow because it's important to exercise our right to bow. We bow on issues that matter to us, such as healthcare, education, the economy, civil rights, and immigration. With our bows, we have the power to shape our country and our communities. Your bow matters.
Yeah!
So please, register to bow. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
And welcome back. And so, the current event story I found, because, I'll be honest, our teacher told us that we need to put a current event story because these are more supposed to be radio shows than podcasts, but because of, you know, everything, they kind of have to be more podcast style. And honestly, I didn't really want to talk about all the stressful things that are going on right now because I just kind of see this as a sort of a real fun laid back podcast that you can listen to for funsie. But I did find something related to our topic that was recent. So I found this news story called See Tim Curry Return as Dr. Frankenfurter for Rocky Horror Virtual Event. And this was published November 2nd, 2020 by Rachel Dowd. And the article states, on Halloween, some of the original Rocky Horror cast members and other talent joined together to help raise money for the Biden-Harris campaign ahead of the general election. For the special event, Curry, along with original cast member Barry Bostwick and Nell Campbell, and other talented actors took part in a table read of the legendary film. So, and also it's kind of an IT reunion because Seth Green played Riff Raff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, in the table read, anyway. Not in the original.
Oh, I see.
Sorry to get your hopes up.
I was like, oh, what?
Yeah, I just dashed your dreams. I'm going to get your hopes up and then just burn them to the ground.
I'll be fine.
But yeah, I thought that was really cool. Because I don't know if you've noticed lately, but Tim Curry really hasn't been in the public eye since his stroke in 2012.
Yeah.
So, he's been just very choosy with what he decides to do. I think the most recent thing he did was he voiced a character in Over the Garden Wall, and now he did this. And I think that's really cool that he showed up for this, for something he believed in, for something that's important.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, good on you, Tim.
Yeah, he was also in... He was in the Fox Rocky Horror Picture Show, right? Like, just as a tiny...
Yeah! Sorry, it sounded like I cut you off there. I'm supposed to be the smart one, Tiffany.
I'm sorry.
But yes, he was the... He was the criminologist in that one.
What a guy.
What a guy. And, like, I am happy that he's kind of still active doing stuff. You know, I hope him the best, of course. I hope that he's keeping himself well. But, you know, do what's best for you, Mr. Curry. And, yeah, I was going to see if there was anything else kind of interesting about that. I was going to say the other people that were in there, but I don't feel like it.
You just know the important people. This is your show.
This is my show. I say who's important. Jason Alexander, get out of here. But yes, so let's get on into what we thought was good about the It 1990 series film, whatever it is. What were some of your favorite quotes?
It's so lame, but Ben's poem is like really sweet. I like it a lot. And it's like, I don't know, it sticks in your head. Like, it's something I haven't forgotten since I saw it as a child. So for all those at home who aren't familiar, your hair is winter fire, January embers, and my heart burns there too. It's just so simple and sweet.
Yeah, that's nice. Well,
well,
I thought Mom's Going to Have a Bird was really funny.
True.
Some people have janitors for parents. Some girl says that at Bill, I think, Fat Boy, to insult him. I'm just calling him Fat Boy because that's what he's called. That's what Tim Curry calls him. So I'm like, you know, if Tim Curry says it's okay, then, you know. But it just felt like such a middle school, private school insult. I was just like, yeah, somebody would say that. It also just like made me start thinking of like a rhyme, like, some people have janitors for parents, and others have teachers. Some people's parents are preachers. And just like this whole like fun nursery rhyme. I'm gonna try to read this. It's a Richie line, so it's what makes you so chuckalicious.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Richie's.
Just, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I was just like, okay. That's sure is something you can say, child. Best bad performance. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was just gonna say a line that like sent a chill down my spine, and I was like, why am I so scared by this? Is when what is it? It's when Ben is, I think it's before Ben becomes a part of the group and he's like walking out in the wilderness by that sewer area. I don't know what to call it. But he sees his dad, or what, you know, what he thinks is his dad. And he's like, that's my home now, Ben. I don't know why. It just was like, it creeped me out so much. And I don't know if it was because, like, it's just another, like, repressed childhood memory of watching it. But I was like, thanks, I hate it.
Just as a child, you were like, you live in a sewer?
Can't relate.
Disgusting. What are your parents janitors or something? Excuse me, I burped. I'm a regular belch over here. Best bad performance.
How about you start us off here? What's your thoughts? I'd love to know.
Oh, okay. I guess, you know, I'm just like the host of the show. It's not like I have control over what happens. It's okay. I just kind of, sorry, my dogs are barking in the back. I put Tim Curry as Pennywise just because, like, I do this a lot, just like with performances that do make the movies that we watch, just because, like, if they were in any other thing, it'd be, like, kind of laughable, but, like, I think Tim Curry does do a good job of being creepy and menacing. And then I put Seth Green here, just because, once again, it's like, I can't blame him, because he was a child, but it's still pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. I really love Tim Curry's performance, and I feel like it does kind of, like, toe that line of, like, good and, like, bad good performance. Like, because it is genuinely scary, at least to me, in some points. Then other points, it's, like, funny. So, I feel like it really, like, walks the line. But, like, overall, the whole movie, like, his performance, for sure, is my favorite.
Yeah, I think, like, when it gets to, like, when he first meets Georgie, and he's all like, oh, yes, they float. And it's like, okay, dude, calm down. It's just balloons. Like.
We get it.
Jeez. just, like, take a breath.
But then you see those teeth and you're like,
maybe that's why he's so into them floating. It's because when he usually tries to blow them up, they pop. So he's like, I finally got him.
What do you think of his, like,
finally work.
Design? Like, his character design?
Well, we can talk about it in the next part of Cinema Cemetery when we return. Ooh! Segways! We'll be right back.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Every year, millions of Americans get into car accidents because they're too obsessed with their phones. Do you really need to comment, oh my gosh, so cute, on the picture of Kelly's dog while you're driving in the middle of a highway? If it's absolutely necessary to use your phone, pull over. Distracted driving is dangerous driving, so don't be that person. Put the phone down. It can wait. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
And we're back. And before you left, you asked what I think of his Pennywise's design. Is that correct? I think it's fine. I think it does do a good job of being on the line of, a genuine clown and being more, alien. Because I started thinking about Killer Clowns from Outer Space, because that's another alien clown movie. And I guess between the two, I do prefer the clowns from Killer Clowns, just because I think they are so intricate. Like, there's a lot of wrinkles, there's a lot of details, and they're a lot more fun, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think this is something that's much more realistic that kids might gravitate towards.
Yeah.
Because, like, in Killer Clowns from Outer Space, well, In Killer Clowns from Outer Space 2, it took place in the 80s, so I was like, ain't no way people are actually going to trust these clowns. These look like bad clowns. And also in an 80s world where they've been hardened to this stuff, because that's like, because it, you know, 80s is post John Wayne Gacy. So, like, people would know, but like, it's hard to say, because I could kind of buy more people from the 50s being into clowns, regardless of the way that they look.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he's a solid clown.
Yeah, I feel like it's a much more... 8 out of 10 clown. I feel like it's a much more believable clown in terms of appearance than the new It. But I also don't think that the new It is trying to be a believable clown. Because it's set in modern day and we don't like clowns.
Yeah, we don't like clowns.
Clowns are so, like, yeah. 50 years ago.
I was gonna, I might save this for later, but I was gonna say, because we have a mutual friend, Denali, and I was, when you said that you were afraid of clowns, I was gonna be like, you know that Denali was a clown, right?
Oh god. I try not to think about it.
Are you okay?
My fear has subsided slightly as the years go on.
Slightly.
Slightly.
There is a clown in our town. I think her name is Violet?
Yeah.
She's a clown. She's just one of them clowns. Yeah. She knows my mom.
Oh.
By name.
Please tell her to stay away from me. I'm just kidding. She's probably lovely.
Just like, hey, I'm gonna put in a request. That you just stay away from this specific woman. yes, best good performance.
Also Tim Curry.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I feel like he seriously, like, throughout the film, just, like, wavers back and forth between that very fine line. But it's just so entertaining to me and, like, nostalgic. And I just think Tim Curry is just a great performer, like, in himself. That, like, it all works for me.
Yeah.
But also,
yeah, I think that's
young Bill was like surprisingly good for a child actor of the time.
Yeah, I think a majority of the kids do a good job, other than, you know, Seth Green. I'm sorry, Seth Green. I think he's like one of the most successful of the kids. So I'm like, I'm not that sorry, but I'm also like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, yeah, Bill especially does a really great job. And I guess I should just say RIP to the guy who played young Bill.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just since we're talking about him. Oh, it wasn't recent, so that's why I'm like, should I bring it up? But he, did pass away a while ago. He, sadly took his own life.
Aww.
But, I think that's also why I kind of want to just give him a little extra props, just because, you know, he was a very talented performer, and I think that we should celebrate him in his work. So, you know, he did a great job. Gone too soon. Best aspect. After I brought the mood down. what do you like? What do you think is kind of funny? What do you think is kind of fun?
I love nothing more than, like, a ragtag group of people who need to, like, solve a mystery or, like, go on this, like, great adventure. Like, I love those stories and they bring me a lot of joy. So, like, all of the pure moments in this movie mm-hmm. are honestly my favorite. Like, let me see, I wrote most of them down because they made me happy.
The building then... the dam scene that I tore to pieces earlier.
Well, yeah. Ben in general. Ben in general is just very, very pure, and I love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does a great job.
He really does. Everyone taking a puff of the inhaler before they go in the sewer was just like so random, but I was like, I love this. And yeah, like the are we men or are we mice? We're mice.
Yeah.
I thought the that other was thing cute that too. I tore apart. The other earlier. Thing that you tore apart, yeah.
The other thing I hate, yeah. Do you like those? That's interesting.
Yeah, but like that was...
You think that's good?
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. Yeah, those are all very sweet.
What are your thoughts?
I like the practical effects. I like anytime we get to see some good monster makeup. I even like the stop motion of Pennywise going down the sewer, which I think is kind of one of the more infamous parts of the movie, just because it does look so fake and it does look very cheap, but I'm just like, you know,
it's fine.
They put in the time, they put in the effort, and it just looks a little silly. It's a little silly, it's a little fun to me. I also, this one particular scene stood out to me, which is when they are all in the sewer holding hands, and it's, I believe it's Eddie who's reciting this, I think it's like some kind of an anthem or something? Not an anthem, it's like, it's something. And there's like this revolving shot around him, and like all you hear is his whispers, and I thought that was a genuinely good and creepy shot, but then they kind of ruin it with the next with the next thing of like the
clown hand,
like it clown hands, yeah. But would you recommend this film to someone else, and if so, to who?
Oh man, honestly, probably not. Like, I just don't feel like I know anyone who would really, like, get anything from it. Because I don't think that it's cheesy enough to be, like, let's watch this with our friends and, like, laugh. And I don't think it's, like, genuinely, like, scary enough to be like, oh, you like scary movies? You should watch It, Part One. And I say that not even, like, hating the movie, like, or the miniseries, whatever you want to call it. I actually, you know, like, I fairly enjoy it, but, yeah, that's kind of where I stand.
I think if you want to celebrate Tim Curry's acting, and, let me look up the guy who played Bill.
On your mark, get set. We're riding on the internet.
If you do want to celebrate Jonathan Brandis's career, both of them are fantastic in this movie, and I do think that's worth watching for them. However, yeah, if you want like a genuinely good scary movie or Stephen King movie, even though I haven't seen it, I imagine the newer It is might be a little bit better quality.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, for being on. That will be putting It 1990 to rest again. Intro and outro themes were created by Ditto Master, and you can find more of his work on YouTube and Spotify, and we have an Instagram page, so check that out. It's if you've got the time. And Tiffany, if I need to do an episode on It again, you promise you'll come back, right?
I promise I'll crawl out of the sewer that I call home and record that with you.
And if you ever again wish to return to this holy ground, you can always find us at Penguin Radio. Goodbye!